Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Before we answer your questions about your lawn, your landscaping, and some of the maybe care you're going to lend to all of that this week and weekend, let's ask Bob Bertog what else we should absolutely pay attention to this week. Hi, Bob. How are you?
Doing well, John. How are you?
Pretty good. It's been, we've had some hot days and some cool days. We've had some rain. It's been relatively humid lately. What are you thinking about us working out in the yard?
Well, if you can stand the heat and the humidity, it's fine. But the thing we want to keep our eyes open for is that humidity and the heat that we had last week. I know toward the end of the week it started trailing off, but there's an incubation period for these fungi to colonize, and I think you're seeing some damage kind of overnight. It popped up. There's a disease called dollar spot, and it seems to be pretty prevalent throughout the North Shore. They call it dollar spot because it starts out actually about the size of a silver dollar, but it can coalesce pretty quickly into larger brown patches. So if you see something that doesn't look right and looks brown, don't just put more water on it because that'll actually make it worse. So you need to try and identify what it is.
Do you need to kill that thing or just dig it out and put in new grass?
No, it actually, if it is dollar spot, that is something that's actually indicative of low fertility. So with their second application of fertilizer that you should have down by now, it'll help push the new growth, and the new growth will push it, push the diseased stem or the diseased leaf off the plant.
Yeah.
So it should be okay, but there's many, that's just one. That's one of the most common ones, but there's many fungi out there that are very harmful to turf. So just keep your eyes open for it.
Yeah, okay. I want to get some sod. Are the stores still carrying that, Bob? Can I go into one of the big box stores and get some sod?
Yes, but what you want to do, it's usually sitting on in rolls.
Yep.
on the skid.
Yeah.
Just go, don't be afraid to unroll it and put your hand on it. If it's hot to the touch, it's no good. It's dead.
Even if it's kind of green?
Even if it's kind of green. If it's warm, it's not going to make it. It's been baking out there. And those roots, if you think of it as how it's rolled up there, those roots are exposed to the sun. So if anything, maybe if you can take the first row off, and I know they're probably not going to like that at Home Depot, but they don't want you picking through their sod, but try and find some that's not warm.
Our number's 312-981-7200. Barbara has a question for you. You're on WGN. Barb, what's your question for Bob Bertog?
Well, driving around Elmhurst, I am seeing trees dropping their leaves like crazy already. And I went by a maple, and it's the color it normally is beginning of October.
Really?
Has the heat, has the cicadas. What's going on?
A lot of the leaf drop you're seeing is cicada damage. And the discoloration you're seeing actually baffled me. So I spoke with a couple of arborists last week, and what they're attributing it to is that excessive amount of moisture we had in the spring pushed so much new growth so quickly that the rest of the plant couldn't get nutrients to the leaves fast enough so that to put the chlorophyll in that would make them green. I've been told that they're gonna green up, but I'm seeing them go the other direction myself. So, and I'm not an arborist. I know a lot about trees, but I'm not a certified arborist. But that's what they've been telling me, that it's from all the excess spring rains.
And they think that they might green back up this year or next year?
Yeah. No, year. Next year for sure. This year they're still saying they might, it may catch up. I have my doubts. I've not seen anything turning greener. It's been getting more of the fall color.
Yeah. No,
but the leaf drop is cicadas.
Fall color in June.
I know.
As long as the tree survives, I guess that's the main thing, and they don't think this is fatal, huh?
The arborists that I've spoken with say that it's not fatal, no.
Talking to Bob Bertog about your lawn and your plants. Bob, you ready for more questions from our listeners?
Absolutely.
How do I kill chive plants? Chive plants, they are evil.
They're evil, but any non-selective herbicide will take them out. And if you really want to get into it then, too, the mechanical removal is always a better thing, too, because they do grow from a bulb. So you should be able to dig them out relatively easily.
Yeah, right. Non-selective herbicide, meaning something that kills everything, right?
Correct. Yep. Okay.
Is it too hot and too dry to put my fertilizer down now?
It depends on the analysis and the type of fertilizer. We talked about this. Most of your synthetic fertilizers have a coating on them where it, the heat won't really affect them because they break down from sunlight and water. Herbicides, though, if you're using a liquid herbicide, even actually a granular for that matter, don't do it if it's anywhere near the 90s. I use 85 as a breakoff point. We don't spray any herbicides over 85 degrees.
I put some fertilizer down, just got my little spreader, poured the granules in there and walked up and down my lawn and did that the other day because you said I could do that, Bob.
It should be fine.
Yeah, but it wasn't 90 degrees. But if it was 92, you would have discouraged me from doing that?
Again, not with the fertilizer as much as with the herbicide. And if there is going to be a thing, again, I go back to read the label. You can never learn too much from what's on the directions of the bag. It will tell you if you should not put it down anything over 85 or 90 degrees.
Yeah. Bob, we don't want to read the directions on the bag.
Of
How many
course not.
Times do I have to tell
We're
you?
We're men, right? We don't read directions.
We're Americans. What's the difference between a herbicide and fertilizer?
Herbicide is meant to kill weeds.
Oh, I
fertilizer
see.
Fertilizer feeds stress.
Okay, so don't put the herbicide down. To kill the weeds, really, if it's too hot?
Well, it's going to hurt the weeds, but it's also going to potentially damage the grass. But what the biggest problem is, if you're using a liquid, it volatilizes and it becomes a vapor form when it's so hot. And then if there's any type of breeze or wind,
yeah.
That herbicide will flow onto the good plants next to your, they'll go on your roses, your shrubs and trees and damage them.
Okay. Joan, you've got a question for Bob Bertog. Joan, what can we do for you? You're on the air.
Hi. I was out spraying weeds yesterday that grow up in the concrete driveway and around my rock formations around the house. And these itty-bitty little ants are all over the place. Is that because of the cicadas? Because I've never seen them before, and I don't know how to get rid of them.
I'm going to say no from the cicadas, but I have seen a lot of ant populations lately. At my house, too, I have a brick sidewalk, and between the bricks this morning, I couldn't believe it, how bad they were. So there's ant bait you can put down. There's a lot of different insecticides you can put down for ants. It's pretty easy to control them.
Yeah, what do you do, Bob? Just spray something up in the seams between the bricks?
Yeah, I just get a pre-mixed one. I don't even mix it myself. I just go to the garden center and pick up a pre-mixed thing in a little spray bottle.
Yeah, that's kind of a hassle, though, if you got a lot of them, but I guess that's what you got to do, huh?
Yeah.
What do you think about just pouring, like, gasoline on the... And then you just drop a match. Wouldn't that take care of it, Bob?
Well, they actually do have flamethrowers that they advertise using for controlling weeds in the cracks and in the stones.
Yeah,
but that, let's do that and a weekend warrior, I don't know. It could be dangerous.
Joe, you're on WGN. What's your question, Joe?
Hi. Hey, Bob. We've got a garden area that had a ground cover. I think it was called Greater Periwinkle. It's like a variegated leaf. And it in the spring, there's little purple flowers. It got out of control. I'm trying to figure out how to get rid of it. We actually weed whacked it down to the ground.
Okay. Sorry that we lost that caller. But, Bobby, you get the idea. What do you suggest?
I do. It's the periwinkle is also called vinca. It grows on rhizomes and it spreads. So by weed whacking it, you did nothing to the roots. So the plant will survive. So it is just going to come back. You have to either... It sounded like he had planted something else in the bed. So you either have to mechanically remove it or you can go ahead and hit it with a non-selective herbicide, but just be very, very careful not to hit your desirable plants.
By the way, Bob, you've told us in the past that when you see mushrooms and fungus or mushrooms and stuff like that growing in your lawn, that means there's nutrients under the soil, maybe old tree roots or something like that. And I get that. But boy, I have just had so many different mushrooms and like this, like on my mulch or in spots in my lawn, just like I'll get up in the morning and there'll be a blob of what looks like vomit that's been dropped there. I guess that's a function of the moisture or something this year, but it is. It's really bizarre how quickly that stuff will surface, you know?
And it looks disgusting on the mulch. And
yes.
That is the common name for it. They call it dog vomit mulch. But it's...
You're serious?
It's just It's just mold, and it's a sign that it's good organic matter that's just decaying.
Okay, and then I just kind of mix it in. I kind of just turn it over, and I don't have to look at it. Is that all you do?
That's all you have to do. Yep. Just rake it around. It'll be fine.
What about Val on line four? You're on WGN with Bob. Hi, Val.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I have a question. I had a big tree removed last year from my front yard, and the tree company left the shavings, and everything was fine until some friend of mine decided to clean it up. So I had that big brown spot. I dumped dirt there, which was a mistake. I got weeds coming up now. Should I have bought mulch first and put down, and then dirt?
No, you're fine with just putting the topsoil in there, and then, unfortunately, though, this time of the season, the weeds are going to thrive a lot more than grass seed will. Grass seed won't germinate in this kind of heat. So you probably just for now live with how it looks, maybe just pull the weeds out and mm-hmm. keep it as topsoil, and then in the fall go ahead and over top dress it and seed it.
Oh, don't put no seed now. Wait till fall.
It's too hot.
Yeah, wait till fall. It's too hot.
Okay. Thank you so much. Both of you have a happy 4th. Thanks
you
for all your help. I love listening to you guys.
Well, we're glad that you called in, although you said that that was dirt. And we've been told many times by Bob Bertog that that's not dirt. Dirt is what you find under the sofa. Soil is what you find in your yard. How am I doing, Bob?
That is correct. Absolutely.
This is Joe. You're on WGN. Joe, what can we do for you?
I'm not talking about vomit on my call.
Thank you.
My question is about my rhododendron. I bought a new rhododendron a couple years ago, and each spring it comes up, and it has some new growth to it, and it has some buds, but they never flower. Do you know why that is?
The buds never open. The only thing I can attribute that to is where it's placed in the landscape. If it had southern exposure or where the winds would have gotten it in the winter, where the buds, there were a lot of buds that swelled. We had the warm spell in February, and then there was a hard freeze after that.
Yeah.
And there were a lot of plants that didn't flower because of that. I could attribute it to that without seeing the plant and seeing the conditions.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with that.
Well, we get questions like that sometimes. Why isn't my tree flowering or this thing happening? And isn't it also safe to say, Bob, that as long as the thing's alive, give it another year? Maybe this was, for a variety of reasons, not good circumstances for it.
Correct. And if it is still alive, go ahead and fertilize. You're not going to hurt it by putting some fertilizer in there. Give it some more nutrients.
Hey, Bob, here's the last question. Can my 2-year-old river birch bounce back from cicada damage? A lot of people are still wondering, especially with their younger trees, if they're going to make it now.
They should be fine. You probably lost some tips of the branches, but it's fine. It should be fine.
Okay. Hey, Bob, you got big plans? You're cooking out some hamburgers and hot dogs this weekend?
Burgers and brats with the kids. That's about it.
Well, that sounds pretty good to me. Have a great week and weekend, and let's visit this time next week, okay?
Thanks, John. You do the same. Thanks for having me on.
Bob Bertog is the president of the Bertog Landscape Company in Wheeling.